A lot of it just came down to its mother's son. It's very informal.
I don't want to hear excuses now, sir.
Kicked out of mom's rental.
She found that there was substantial damage.
I had to actually file an eviction notice.
He didn't live there that long.
Was it because of his on-again, off-again wife?
You want to tell me what the argument was about that caused this whole kerfuffle?
When we got back together, me and my mom's relationship pretty much tanked after that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Terry Sohn is suing her son, Michael Stoke, for unpaid rent and damages to a home she rented to him.
Order. All rise.
Judge, case number 233 on the calendar in the matter of Sohn versus Stark.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Ms. Sohn, the defendant is your son, and I assume that the witness that he has with him is his wife. Is that correct, sir?
I believe that's an ex-wife.
I don't know.
Yeah,
ex-wife or
what? We were never officially remarried. We got divorced in the past.
So you were married?
Yes.
And then separated, got a divorce, now live together again?
Yes.
Okay. In any event, you claim that your son and his wife moved into a condo that you own.
Yes, ma'am.
You were going out of the state to minister to a sister who was ill. You thought it would be a good idea for your son and his wife to move into your condo and pay the mortgage. When did that happen?
They moved in at the end of December after Christmas, because Christmas being an important date.
Of last year?
Of last year, yes, ma'am.
And when did they move out?
I had to actually file an eviction notice on 5/18, which gave them until 6/18/15. To move out.
And is that when they moved out?
Apparently, I heard on Facebook it was a couple
days
prior to that.
We finished moving about the 15th.
Okay, so you lived there from the end of December until the end of June.
Middle of June.
Well, but you're there, you're renting. I assume you paid June's rent.
No, I did not.
Why not?
Because when we started looking for another house and we started putting down money for the other house, she started demanding that I paid her for June's rent. And I said, well, you're evicting me to the 18th, so I'll pay for the days that we're at the apartment. And then after we moved out and I was going to pay her, it was just constant bombardment of calling names.
Okay, and so you owe her a partial month's rent?
Yes.
Because your eviction said that he had to be out on the 18th, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor, but
great.
He did not pay rent in May either.
That's a lie, Your Honor.
Okay, show me.
Everything that we've done has all been in cash deposits.
Cash deposits in the
into
bank.
Her bank.
And well, I have receipts of all of that, Your Honor.
I'd like to take a look at it. Okay. How much was the mortgage?
$700, Your Honor.
And that's what every month you would put in her bank?
Yes, I would deposit into her
bank. Okay, so there should be a check there, as there was in February and March and April. There should be one there for May.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
This is a copy.
Right? Sir, Mr. Stack,
yes,
that correct?
Yes.
Great.
And, Your Honor, a lot of it just came down to its mother's son. It's very informal. It was either
I don't want to hear excuses now. I don't want to hear excuses now, sir.
Okay, sorry.
That's what you said. You said you deposited $700 every month in her bank.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see your May and June statements. Do you have them there?
Okay, yeah. February and March and April, they paid.
I want to see May and June.
Okay.
To see whether he said he paid. May.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I have May. There was no deposits made in June, Your Honor.
He says he made the payment. You have your bank records. If you don't have the bank record,
I do.
Your June statement, which would show whether or not there was a deposit in May, just say, I don't have it.
Here is June. Right there.
Okay, now I'm going to see all those papers, Bird, please.
Still May.
Okay. Counter credit. You used to go to the counter and make payments?
Yes, typically.
Didn't pay in May. So you owe $700, and let's make things easy. You owe $350 for June, $1,050. The rest of your lawsuit is about damage that was done to the house. When you say you came back to the house, you found that there was substantial damage. You want to show me photographs?
Yes, ma'am. These are all of the photos. This was the sink before. And some of them didn't come out quite as clear as I had hoped. I took befores and afters.
I don't know what you're showing me here. I see a broken blind. Did you break a blind?
I think my son broke that.
Two of them.
Okay, just a second. Do you have a replacement for the blind?
I did, Your Honor.
And how much were the blinds?
Your Honor, may I ask my witness to come and look at these receipts with me? Oh, right here. Here it is, Your Honor.
How much was each blind?
Each one was $40.22, so the total was $80.44.
$40. That's it. I don't see anything over there. You want to tell me what the argument was about, so just so that I know, because I'm curious what the argument was about that caused this whole kerfuffle?
Honor, the main argument was the fact that me and my wife got divorced. And when we got back together, me and my mom's relationship pretty much tanked after that. And when she asked us to move into the house, all the relationships were pretty much pretty well, and everyone pretty much got along. And it was my wife's idea that we actually helped my mom and actually do this. And it wasn't long after, just a couple months we lived there, that pretty much everything went back to her hating my ex-wife.
Okay. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,090. That's $40 for the blind, and the rest is for the rent that you owe. May's rent and part of June. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It's hard to come up with factual evidence when you're dealing with family.
Family is just can be just as bad as a stranger.
What more can you expect after being sued by your mom?
I don't think there's going to be much of a future for any of us.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Stockstill versus Segura. Step forward.
19-year-old Eric Stockstill is suing his ex-girlfriend, 18-year-old Elsie Segura, for the return or value of a purebred pit bull.
Mr. Stockstill, was the defendant a friend of yours or a girlfriend of yours?
Ex-girlfriend.
And when did she become an ex-girlfriend?
I want to say February 2016.
When prior to February of 2016 did you start to date?
Started back in November.
So it was a short-term relationship?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this whole case is about a dog. A dog that you had gotten and that is now in the defendant's possession. You want the dog back, plus a lot of other things that are probably nonsense. Who did you buy the dog from?
A rapper named YG.
Did you buy the dog as a puppy?
Yes, ma'am.
How old?
6 months.
Well, but 6 months is late to give away or to sell a puppy. And this was a pit bull, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You usually sell those at 12 weeks. You don't wait for 6 months. When you went to pick up the puppy, how many dogs did they have?
One.
Just this one?
Yes, ma'am.
So this was the only dog that they had, and they were getting rid of it?
Yes, ma'am.
That sounds more like it. Did they tell you anything about the dog other than that they couldn't keep it anymore?
He said that it was purebred, pit bull terrier.
Did it have papers?
He AKC? Said that he would give me the papers, but he
Do
never did.
Do you have the AKC papers?
No, ma'am.
So the answer is no. Did you pay him any money for this dog?
I traded a brand new iPhone 6S.
And where did you get the iPhone from?
From Sprint.
You have a receipt for that?
Not with me. No, ma'am.
Well, that's why you're coming today. You're coming to resolve all the issues. And in what month did you get the dog?
December.
What kind of work were you doing in December?
I was a dishwasher for TGI Fridays.
What happened to that job?
I left.
When?
May.
Now, in May of this year, you and the defendant were no longer boyfriend and girlfriend, according to you.
No, ma'am.
That ended in February of 2016. And somehow, Miss Segura came into possession of this dog. In what month?
May 1st.
Now, that's the same month that you left your job, correct?
No, I left my job a month after.
Well, you said you left your job in May.
I did the math incorrectly.
Okay. And I want you to tell me how she came into possession of the dog in May.
I asked her if she could watch her for me while I was at work, because I worked 5 days out of the week, 8-hour shifts.
But then you stopped working.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what happened?
I never saw my dog again.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The dog is now over a year old. What do you think you're going to sell the dog for? A year-old dog that you have no papers for?
The same amount that I paid for.
Well, you have no proof that you paid anything for it.
And later today,
the agreement was that he would produce this event and the two of you would partner with regard to whatever the profits were. Is that your defense, sir?
Yes.
Well, that sounds very logical to me. Sounds far more logical than giving him $7,000.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Eric Stockstill says ex-girlfriend Elsie Segura owes for the return of his pit bull.
Now, where did you go to work in June?
I'm currently not working.
Where are you living?
I'm homeless.
What are you going to do with the dog?
I was going to sell the dog after I bred her.
Well, the dog has been with Miss Segura now since May, June, July, August, September for 5 months, and the dog is now over a year old. What do you think you're going to sell the dog for? A year old dog that you have no papers for. How much do you think you can get for that dog?
The same amount that I paid for.
Well, you have no proof that you paid anything for it. Ms. Segura, you want to tell me the circumstances surrounding your getting the dog?
I got a message from him on May 1st in the morning telling me that the dog was at his cousin's house and that they couldn't keep her anymore, so he needs someone to take care of Dawn, and I volunteered and I said, I'm going to see what I can do to see if my cousins can give her a home in their backyard or someone that I know is good with pit bulls, because my mom, she didn't want anything to do with this and I didn't want her involved. So on May 1st...
Do you live with your mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
On May 1st, the day that he gave her to me, I went to a park and she started chasing something and I had her leash all around my wrist and she pulled so hard that the leash came off and my arm kind of dislocated, but she went running and chasing after something and she crashed really badly with a bicycle and she got really injured and she came running back to me, so I just carried her and I called this guy that knows a lot about pit bulls. I called him. He was my transportation to the first vet that I went to, where they charged me $45 just to look at her. So I didn't want to proceed there because they wanted to charge me first $400.
Did you subsequently find a vet that you took her to?
Yeah, eventually.
And how much did you pay for the vet?
A total of $223.
Did you tell that to Mr. Stockstill?
Yes.
What did he say?
On May 3rd, he went to visit her at the vet the day she was going to have a surgery, and he had to go to work, so he just handed me back the leash. And since then, I was paying for her food, paying for her...
Who paid for the vet?
I did.
Where is she now?
The guy that was helping me with transportation, he basically kept her. We had an agreement that as long as she was safe, I was okay with it, and we were going to keep in contact, but he just cut me off. And I never really heard from him again, but she was wounded. She was healing. She had casts, so I didn't think it was good for her to be walking, on the streets.
So you don't know where she is?
No. And I told him that.
Your Honor, the dog was pregnant. I bred her with my cousin.
I have x-rays that she's not pregnant.
Just a second.
I bred her with my cousin's Australian Mastiff from Champion Bloodline. She's purebred. I was going to sell the puppies and start a dog business myself. She stole my business.
Goodbye, Mr. Stockstill. We're done here. Your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
Isaac, excuse me, step out.
I tried to start a business. I trusted someone, and I got...
I think she made a good decision.
She was supposed to watch my dog for 3 weeks, and I haven't seen her for 5 months.
She's a good dog.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Desing versus Haynes. Step forward.
Patrice Desing is suing her daughter's friend, Jomar Haynes, for an unpaid loan to throw a party.
Ms. Diesling, the defendant was a friend of your daughter's, according to the complaint that I read, and it is your claim that you made a loan to him. A loan to him so that he could create an event with a celebrity and music and sort of a big party for money, something that he had done before, and he had done financially successfully, I assume. He was looking to do it again, and he needed cash in order to get that done. According to you, you agreed to loan him how much money?
The initial amount was $7,000.
$7,000. Mr. Haynes acknowledges that you gave him money. He says it was an investment, that you had an agreement, and the agreement was that he would produce this event, which he had done successfully in the past, and the two of you would partner with regard to whatever the profits were, each receiving 50% of the profits. Is that your defense, sir?
Yes.
Well, that sounds very logical to me. Sounds far more logical than giving him $7,000.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You went into an investment in what he says was what they call a sure thing. And he even went so far as to say to you, if I only make $10,000, I'll see to it that you get your money back first. But you didn't make any money.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Patrice Desing is suing her daughter's friend, Jomar Haynes, for an unpaid loan to throw a party.
Now, I'd like you to tell me when you initially had the discussion with Mr. Haynes about this event.
It was November 5th and
okay, and he was planning on having the event at the end of November.
Correct.
When was the last event that he had done prior to the November event?
I'm actually not sure when that was held. A few months prior to that, I believe.
You made a $7,000 investment in somebody who didn't have any money to pay you back from the profits of an event, because that's the only way he had money, right?
I funded half of this event.
Just a second. You do anything else but these events?
Yes.
So you work besides?
Yes.
Okay, so you have other money?
Yes.
Okay, why didn't you use your money?
I mean, I was looking for an investor, so I didn't have to fund the whole thing.
How much did you invest yourself?
$10,000.
Ten?
Yes.
And she invested seven?
She invested more than seven.
How much?
Probably around the same amount, $10,000.
As you did?
Yes.
So tell me about the conversation that you had with her.
Well, I called her up, and she's...
How do you know her?
I know her because I know her daughter, and I know her daughter's baby father. He's a friend of mine, and she's expressed interest in...
Not expressed interest. What did you say to her? What did she say to you? Did you tell her, I want to know if you're interested in investing, and I'll
That's exactly what
well,
I
said. Well, tell me what you told
her. I told her I wanted to see if she was interested in investing in this concert.
How did you intend to split the proceeds?
50-50. She was going to put in 50% of the money. I was putting in 50% of the money, and she would get 50% of the profits.
And what happened on the night of the concert?
The night of the concert was very bad. We had security that was super, super uptight and turned away a bunch of people, and I believe that that was the reason that it went so bad compared to the last event that did so good.
When was your last event?
A month prior to the dealing with Patrice.
Did you discuss that concert with the plaintiff?
Yes.
And what did you tell her about it?
I told her we profited $15,000.
From that one event?
Yes.
Did you have any partners in that event?
No.
And what did Ms. Diesling tell you?
She told me she was very interested. She expressed some concerns and...
No, what did she say, not express concerns?
She said that she was interested, asked what happened at the last show. I told her. She said, asked what do I think would happen at this one? What's the worst case scenario?
And what did you tell her?
And I told her the worst case scenario, I believe, would be that she would get her money back. And basically, I said that the worst case scenario would be a $10,000 profit. And if that was the case, then I would allow her to take the entire money made, and I'll take a complete loss. But what happened was we lost all the money. And so there wasn't $10,000 to hand her and me take nothing. So
did Ms. Diesling come to the event?
Yes.
She did?
Yes.
So there's no question that the event was a bust.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now you want to tell me your version of this story?
It's pretty similar.
Then that's not a...
He did. He called me and asked if I would be interested in being a part of this event.
Mm-hmm.
I did say that I was interested in it. However, I expressed concern. I had told him that I absolutely am not in a position to lose $7,000. So this sounds very interesting, but I would not be able to just blindly invest in that, at which point he guaranteed that he would pay me my money back first. I would be paid back first.
That's right. That sounded far more plausible than you loaning him $7,000. You went into an investment in what he says was what they call a sure thing. And he even went so far as to say to you, if I only make $10,000, I'll see to it that you get your money back first, and I won't take any money. But he didn't make any money.
There is a guarantee that I would have my money back regardless of how it turned out.
That's... No, no, don't believe it.
I have many text messages
I don't
here.
Care what. I don't care what you have. You made an investment. The investment didn't turn out. Your case is dismissed. We're done. Thank you.
I just excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
A quinceañera for us is very, very big.
But it was more than this party planner bargained for.
It was 660 people.
Did you have 660 people there?
No, I didn't.
Next Judge Judy.
It was not an investment.
It was an investment.
An investment is something that a person puts a little bit more research and thought into.
When you invest money, you get 50% of the profit. You got to be able to expect taking a loss also if it doesn't go good.
I'm not reckless. I would have not invested blindly.
Price of doing business.